This is Ian Pickus. We're back in the Congressional Corner today, continuing our conversation with Democrat Josh Riley. He's running in New York's 19th Congressional District in a seat that's currently held by Republican Mark Molinaro. And you know, there are vanishingly few swing districts left in America. This is one of them, so it's getting a lot of attention. And Josh, let's start on some specifics today. WAMC here is part of a consortium of media outlets that's putting on some fall debates. And your race, of course, is one of them. And both you and Republican Congressman Molinaro have agreed to do our debate. But Molinaro's campaign says he's agreed to do a bunch more than you have in your dodging debates. Set us straight.
Yeah, I don't. That's just not true. We've accepted the debate invitation that we're doing with all of you. I think there's a couple others that we're looking at. But my understanding is he's said he's accepted invitations for other debates, but I would be interested in knowing the times and dates and locations of those. But, you know, I'm looking forward to having the conversation and having the debate on the issues that really matter to folks.
Mark Molinaro has a record, obviously. He's been in office since he was a teenager. What would you do differently in Congress than he has done over his term so far?
Well, you know, I take this issue by issue. One of the votes or series of votes that he's taken that I would have voted completely the other way is with respect to women's access to abortion services and their freedom to make their own health care decisions. He has a 30-year career as a politician who has opposed Roe v. Wade, which, as everybody knows, was the ruling that gave women a constitutional right to abortion services. He's opposed that for his entire 30-year career. He got to Congress, and not only did he oppose the federal bill that would have put Roe v. Wade back into law, he's actually voted to make it harder for women to get access to abortion services. I'm pro-choice. I think women have the right to make their own healthcare decisions. I trust women to make their own healthcare decisions, and so our voting record on that issue, I think, would be very, very different.
Do you support any limitations on a woman's right to choose an abortion?
I don't think politicians, particularly men, have any business in these decisions. So I trust women to make these decisions. I mean, this is some of the most difficult, heart-wrenching situation that any family is in. And Mark Molinaro has no role in that room. It's a doctor and her woman can figure this out, and the government should stay out of it.
Okay, I interrupted you. You were going to say something about, I think, Molinaro's positions on the economy, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, no, I mean, you asked what are the things we would do differently, and I look at it issue by issue, and one of the issues that voters are asking about a lot and talking to me about a lot is the economy. And I think what we're seeing with his voting record is the line from the votes he's taking to the checks that he's cashing. He's taken hundreds of thousands of dollars in corporate PAC contributions. And I don't think it's a coincidence that his voting record lines up really well with those corporate PACs and does not line up well with folks across upstate New York. You know, he's on the Agriculture Committee as one example. And the one job that the Ag Committee had this Congress was to get a new farm bill done. And they haven't gotten it done. And part of the problem is that all these politicians sitting on the Ag Committee take hundreds of thousands of dollars in corporate PAC checks from these factory farms and mega big ag corporations. And then they come in and they steamroll upstate New York farmers, jack up grocery prices, and nobody has the courage or conviction to do anything about it in Congress because they're in the pockets of the special interests. All of that's got to change. All of it's got to change. And so that's why I don't take any corporate PAC money. My vote's not going to be for sale.
What kind of tax policy or proposals do you support? There's a lot of conversation as we're speaking at the Democratic Convention about raising taxes on the wealthy. You know, what's a good number for you?
Yeah, I mean, so this the 2017 tax bill, most of it, if not all of it, is set to expire during the next Congress. And so this is a real opportunity for us as a country to sit down and figure out what our priorities should be. I support things like closing the carried interest loophole. This is a tax giveaway to hedge fund managers on Wall Street that allows them to pay a lower tax rate than my sister, who's a public school teacher, than bus drivers and janitors. Just talking to a whole bunch of folks with SEIU, the labor union representing healthcare workers in Hudson. And it's insane to me that they're paying a higher tax rate, a lot of those folks, than hedge fund managers on Wall Street. But we know why that is, right? The financial services industry has tons of money that they put into corporate PACs and buy politicians to give them tax cuts. That's got to stop. I would like to see us stop taxing Social Security benefits. That would be one of the biggest tax cuts for seniors, if not the biggest tax cut for seniors in the history of this country. The child tax credit lifted 3 million kids out of poverty. We've got a huge child poverty problem across upstate New York, some of the highest child poverty rates in the country. And I think we should be investing in families. So when I'm looking at this, for me, it's not going to be a question about, you know, whose corporate PAC checks are being cashed. It's going to be a question about what needs to be done to help families across upstate New York make ends meet.
What about health care? You know, are you a supporter of a Medicare for All proposal, or what would you like to see?
There's so many things that need to be done to improve our health care system right now. I mean, right now in the United States of America, we're paying more per person for health care and getting less back in results. So there's clearly massive problems with it. Some of the things that I would like to see us do immediately, I think we should be negotiating prescription drug costs for all prescription drugs. I know that there's been some progress made under the Inflation Reduction Act to lower prescription drug costs with respect to, I think, 10 drugs that are now being negotiated. But really, Medicare should be able to negotiate the prices for all of the prescription drugs. The reason that doesn't happen, by the way, is because the pharmaceutical industry has spent $15 million in the last 2 years cutting corporate PAC checks to politicians who then oppose efforts to lower the prescription drug costs, because they know that if the pharmaceutical industry gets lower profits, then the politicians are going to get fewer PAC checks, even though that means better outcomes for folks across upstate New York. So that's one thing. I'd like to see Medicare cover hearing and dental and vision services. There's some things from the Affordable Care Act that have worked pretty well, I think, and could actually be expanded on. There's a provision in there that limits the amount of it basically requires that every dollar you're spending on that an insurance company is spending, a certain percentage of it needs to be spent on actual care instead of nonsense like lobbying and executive salaries. I think we could dial that up a little bit. So there's no shortage of things we should be doing in that area.
There's just about a minute left in today's segment.
Sure.
How are you feeling about Kamala Harris, the vice president, now being atop the Democratic ticket? After all, you are one of those down ballot races this fall.
Yeah, you know, it really hasn't changed the dynamics in our race, as far as I can tell. I've always said, whoever the president is, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, look, if they're doing good stuff across upstate New York, if they're here to open a new factory, if they're here to announce an environmental conservation initiative, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, I'm going to support that. And if they're doing things that I disagree with, then I'm going to stand up and oppose it. I've been critical of my own party in the past and will be in the future, I'm sure. So I'm really less focused on the top of the ticket than I am on my race. And most of the voters here, I think, would probably say the same thing.
Yeah. But do you have a better shot to win now that, you know, I mean, we can all read the same polls. Kamala Harris polls better than President Biden had been after that debate.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not, like, honestly, I'm not focused on the ins and outs of the day-to-day polling. I can't control it. I can't control who's up and who's down in Washington. Most people don't really care who's up and who's down in Washington. The thing that's giving me the best shot at winning this race is spending as much time as possible talking to folks from all walks of life across the district, and that's what I'm focused on.
That race is for New York's 19th House District, currently held by Republican Mark Molinaro. He's in his first term, and it's a rematch. The Democratic candidate is Josh Riley. Josh, we're grateful for your time, and when we come back the next time, let's run through a lightning round.
Okay, you got it. Thank you.